Welcome back to Squawk 1200. I'm Fareed Guillot, along with Paul Preidecker.
Hi, Fareed. We're still a work in progress, aren't
we? Yeah, I think so. 17 minutes past 12 o'clock. Currently 72 degrees. You're going to get up to a high of 71, so we've already overachieved for the day.
Yep, but splendid days. The weather makes all the difference here, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a predictable, sometimes a little breezy the last couple days, but it's going to be nice. It's just going to be pleasant the next 2 days. You're not going to break much of a sweat unless you walk really fast.
Were you at the air show last night?
I was not.
Okay. I missed it as well.
Without being too negative, I just kind of watch it from my camper, and it's still cool. I see the ground glow at the end. It's great. And actually, you can see quite a bit above the trees from the campground that I'm in. So, I was a little tired yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Well, hey, we've got Benson
Milam.
Yep. That's right.
We
just
practiced.
Talked about that.
Welcome. So one of the reasons that we invited you on is that you are at the minimum age that you can get a private pilot's license, and you just got one recently.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Congratulations, by the way. And it's kind of near and dear to my heart because I timed it out so that I got my license right at 17 as well. So
oh, really? Yeah.
I just love those. I love these stories. So we'll commiserate a little bit. How does it feel?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's the best feeling. I'm lucky to be here and have supportive parents and family. So, you know, I can't ask for much more.
And you did it. I think you did it in a kind of a classic airplane.
Yep, a Ronca Champ.
So, oh, right. No kidding.
Right, yeah. So as some people that's say, great. The wheel's in the right place.
Yeah, yep. Real men fly tailwheel.
Where did you train?
Out of Calhoun, Georgia, KCZL.
Yeah.
Just a small little hometown airport. Majority of us are all tailwheel pilots, so had to be part of the club, the Stole Bandits.
If you were walking around talking to other people in your age range who were interested in doing what you did, what would you tell them they need to know?
Oh, go fly a tailwheel. Go fly a tailwheel and learn stick and rudder. That's the best thing, you know.
It is a little bit different. I mean, that you got that. Some of them have that string out there, and you know, it's not most airplanes. At least tailwheel airplanes are not rigged like a Cessna, where you have a little bit of counteract that adverse yaw. So that was one thing I said. Yeah, I have to really work at this little bit.
Yeah, when I first started flying this one, you know, you take the stick, no rudder. When you move the stick to the left, your nose goes straight to the right. And I learned in 150, and I got in it. I was like, man, you know, I just feel lazy flying this. So it was pretty different, you know, it's rewarding to fly it. So
did any particular challenges you had going through training?
No, not really. I've been flying for 6 years now.
Okay.
Just helping clean airplanes and flying when I can, but I've been doing it for so long, it just, you know, it's hot riding a car.
Kind of seem natural.
Yeah, it's just natural. You know, I fly the RC planes a lot, so coming from switching over is just different, but you know, just take practice.
And I'm trying to remember from your story, have you been doing a little bit of a tour?
Yeah, we flew from North Georgia all the way up here. So
okay, and how does it feel to come into this convention that you probably heard about for quite a while?
It's the coolest thing I've heard. You know, last year's my first year coming. We came for 2 days just to see what it was, but you know, we flew in and it's just the coolest thing. You know, I got to see all the sights, you know, smell all the smells and even the bad. So you know, it was just a different experience. It was real neat.
Is your airplane here then?
It's here, yep, absolutely.
Are you camping under it?
I'm camping under it. Got a small little single-person tent. My mother flew with me all the way from here. She flew in about 20 minutes before we hopped in it. We flew 10 hours up here, so I'm camping under the wing, and they just headed back home today. So I'm going to fly back home on my own.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Wow, okay. And so you have a flying family, it sounds
nope,
like.
Nope, I don't. I'm the only one in it. So.
Oh.
But it's good to have that support at home, isn't it?
Yes, right. They're very supportive. You know, they love, they'll listen to me, probably talk their ears off, but no one in my family flies, so.
So I'm guessing you went through like a Part 61 traditional training program?
Yeah, just regular CFI out there in the field. So.
And just at your local airport?
Yep.
So since sounds like you were there, you must have at one point said, well, I'm going to get going and, you know, start this process.
Yeah.
So how long did it actually take you from once you officially started?
We've been doing it for so long. It took me about a month to get ready for solo, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't really know how much time I had when I soloed. I felt fine. He just sure. Sent me on the way. So, you know, it's all felt natural.
And any mechanical challenges on the way up here? Or
I didn't have any.
Your plane just worked great.
It worked amazing for a plane built in 46, you know.
Yeah. Right.
It ran like a sewing machine.
So we're speaking with Benson Milam, who is a recently certificated pilot at 17 years old. And one of the things is, yes, you've been flying the Champ around Georgia. Had you taken any long trips like this beforehand?
Nope, just to get the 60-mile cross countries in. Mm-hmm. But this is the farthest I've ever been.
Did you feel like you were getting anywhere?
Oh no,
while you're flying.
Well, you know, kind of up in the mountains where I'm at, you know, it's kind of flat land. There's some mountains here and there, but there's no just big open fields like up in, you know, Illinois and all that stuff. And the coolest thing is, we'd be flying over and we see the wind blowing through the grass. And I think at one point I had a 25-knot tailwind on that little old Champ we were doing, about 100 over the ground.
Life's good then, isn't it?
It was real good. I was like, oh, I hope I'm going to go the other way. So it went really good.
What's next for you? What's your next plan?
Well, I start AMP school here in just a couple weeks. I'm working on getting everything together. So I'm starting AMP school for dual enrollment. So I'm hoping to get that done and start instrument and, you know, just do all the things.
Are you thinking you're going to start instrumenting at Champ?
I can't do instrument in the Champ. We got a 185. I'm sure I'll get in.
So. Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, I have a pretty large variety of things. We're flying all the time. So
the 185 will get you going.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I mean, you sound like you want to wrench on airplanes. What other plans do you plan to do with your flying?
I'd love to get my CFI at some point, teach people, you know, kids the real aspect of flying an old tailwheel, you know, energy management and all that stuff. So, you know, eventually CFI, maybe going to flying crop dust and just going and having fun. So
it sounds like you're already having fun, man.
I'm having a blast. Yep.
Well, you know, Delta Airlines started as a crop dusting operation. So,
really?
You know, maybe you'll have great things if you start.
Oh, yeah.
That way. It sounds like, and it's not like everybody has to end up as a pro flyer, running passengers around or doing something else, but it sounds like you want to make some sort of career out of this.
Oh,
maybe
be
around small business owner or something like that. Or
that'd be great. So I can't complain in the least. And, you know, we got a good group of guys that fly with the Stole Bandits, as we call ourselves. And we fly a couple times a week, just mess around, land in some fields. So
what are your departure plans when you're heading out?
I'm hoping to leave out Saturday morning early.
And then have you had a chance to walk around and see everything you want to see?
I've walked everywhere. I'll get up in the morning and go walk to Warbirds, come back, take a nap, and, you know, just see what there is to see. So,
well, and there's a lot to see, of
course.
There's
a lot, yeah.
Yeah, is there anything that you're looking forward to maybe get for your Champ? You know, any products,
No.
Any new gadgets?
Not really. I don't got the money for it right now. if there's one thing I could do to it, I'd put some better brakes on it. But, you know,
right.
That's all I could do. Maybe some VGs, but that'll come later. So,
you said Stole Bandit, so you're kind of into that that short takeoff and landing, kind of really ringing out the airplane and trying to see where you're trying to get those skills sharpened. Do you think you can get your Champ up to Alaska to participate in that big one?
It'd be a long ride, but we could do it if we sat down and did it. So,
have you heard about that one?
Is that the Valdez?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of videos. So I'd love to go out and fly with the Pateys and all of them. That'd be a blast. So one of these days, that's the dream. So,
wow. I mean,
you sound like you're really an inspiration to a lot of people. I mean, do you have a chance to tell your story? I mean, we'd love to have you here and tell your story, but I mean, do you have a chance to, in your local community or other places you go, and say, hey, I did it, you can too?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, a lot of kids my age will see are all on their phones and wanting to play video games or sports is life, but, you know, there's some people that just don't see the greatness of what we have going on here. They just, you know, there's no life in them, I see. You also ask a lot of them, you know, hey, what do you want to do in your life? Oh, I don't know. I want to play video games for a living. You know, you just – there's some people that just don't know what they want to do, so I think it's kind of rare to see a kid my age, you know, have their eyes set on something in life.
Well, I was thinking similar to my own experience. I didn't prioritize having a car. I didn't prioritize a lot of things. I did prioritize the flight training early on, and it certainly paid off, and it sounds like you've done something similar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my parents, we met a CFI. He brought us a helicopter from my elementary school for career day and met him, and we worked out a deal, so I've been cleaning airplanes for him. And, you know, I'd go down there every Saturday, wash airplanes, sweep hangers and all that, so...
You know, Paul, this guy's seriously old school.
I was going to say.
Living in the flesh here.
I was going to say, not only does he have a classic airplane, but he's kind of a classic too, isn't he?
Yes, all the way around. Wow.
Well, we've flown a lot, so.
In your, what city or community do you live in?
Calhoun, Georgia is where I fly out of. I live in Dalton. It's just about 30 miles north.
So in the... in the school system, are there aviation programs at all about teaching people about aviation the schools?
We don't have any. I actually have a teacher, the guy that got me into aviation. He left our county because, you know, we don't have anything that's promoting aviation. We have a career academy, and it teaches, you know, they got the automotives and all those basic things, and that's where I got my love for maintenance. So I can't. It's a good program, but I'd love to have aviation in our county, but we just don't. So.
Well, maybe you can keep the momentum going, right?
Yep.
You know, and keep spreading.
I make sure I go fly over all the schools, you know, football games and wave at them and all that. But maybe that'll spark something in someone's.
Well, you never know, right?
Yeah.
Without saying you need to do this, but one way a lot of young kids, especially middle school and some elementary, seeing someone that's just slightly older than them, come mm-hmm. talk to him and say hello, and says, "This is what I've been doing, and you know, in a couple more years, you could be doing it too."
Oh yeah, well, we've got a little kid come around, and he was sitting in the airport, because, you know, I've never sat in an airplane, so I pulled my airplane out. He sat in it, and he'll help me wash airplanes. I take him for a ride every once in a while. So, mm-hmm. you know, there is a couple kids that come out there, and they love it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you do that, I mean, you're really sort of acting as an ambassador,
yep.
you know, for aviation and trying to spread the word, because you don't know what spark you'll set off or when uh-huh. it'll happen.
Exactly.
It sounds like you got sparked pretty early.
I did, yeah.
Benson, what row are you camping in?
Row 79. I'm up on top of the hill by the Vintage headquarters.
All right. So if you want to say hi to Benson Milam and see his champ that he brought all the way up from Georgia, 17-year-old Benson Milam, brand new private pilot, but it sounds like that was just a formality.
It sounds that way, yep.
We're so glad you came.
I'm glad y'all had me. I appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of the week. You're listening to EAA Radio.